I had not forgotten the promise I'd made to the soul of young Elpenor, but by the time we sighted the soft green hills of Iia, we were all exhausted. We dropped anchor in the bay, jumped from the side of the ship, waded through the surf, and flopped onto the sand, where we slept amongst outraged avocets and disconcerted terns. We awoke to the welcome sight of Circe's handmaidens coming down with wine, meat, and sweet smiles. Once we had breakfasted, I sent a party of men up to Circe's villa to retrieve Elpenor's body, while the rest of us chopped wood for the pyre. Weeping, we burned his mortal remains in full armour and raised a mound in which we planted his oar. Circe then came down to greet us. "Oh, you brave boys, you have visited and returned from Hades' kingdom. How many can say that? You are welcome to stay tonight, but tomorrow you must be gone by break of day. I will tell you the exact route you must take. Meanwhile, feast and frolic." She lay with me that night, and I related everything that had happened in the realm of the dead. "That's done, then," she said, "and now we must get you home. I'll give you the winds, but you will encounter hazards. Your first is the tiny rock-bound island of the Sirens. Have you heard of them?"
"I've heard of them," I said, my heart sinking. "Everyone has heard of the Sirens. But I thought they were just something to frighten children with, made-up travellers' tales."
"They are as real as the sand beneath us and the stars above our heads, Odysseus. There are two of them. They sit, singing, in the centre of their tiny island, surrounded by the chewed bones of their victims. Their song has terrible power. No sailors who hear its ravishing strains are able to resist steering entranced towards the sound. Their ships founder on the rocks, and the Sirens leap on board to tear them to pieces and feast on their flesh."
"Do we have to pass the island, then?"
"There is no other way home, but I can tell you how to survive it."
She told me the way, and I smiled. "I will do as you say. But once you are past the Sirens, you still face agonizing choices. One way is to try the Planctae, the Wandering Rocks. You've heard of those too. I only know they are dangerous. This is from the same root word that gives us the word planets, the heavenly bodies whose strange paths across the night sky caused early Greek astronomers to call them Planetes Asteres, wandering stars."
"Sail close to them," continued Circe, "and they can collide or clash together to crush any ship close to them. Even if you avoid collision, the sea between them is too turbulent for any mortal vessel."
"The other choice, then?"
"Two cliffs, which present a very different danger. Halfway up one, there lives a creature as hideous and terrifying as any monster that ever lived. The progeny spawned from the interbreeding of Typhon, the Hydra, and the Chimera would be lovable kittens compared to the vile Scylla."
"Scylla?"
"Odysseus, the sight of her would make your blood run cold. She has 12 legs that trail from her like an octopus's tentacles, 6 heads with long, long necks, each head equipped with 3 rows of fangs. When she senses prey below her, dolphins and seals make up her usual diet, but humans are what she really craves if she can get them. She stretches down her neck, opens her dripping jaws, and they don't have a chance."
"So, best avoided, then?"
"Certainly, but here's the problem. Venture too far from Scylla's cliff, and you will be within reach of Charybdis, the whirlpool. She lies below the opposite cliff, on top of which grows a lone fig tree. She can suck down a ship 3 times the size of yours, and when she belches it up, it'll be nothing but splinters and the crew inside all drowned. There is absolutely no hope once you're pulled into her orbit. Dreadful as Scylla is, the most she can do is pluck out 6 of your crew. If you have to favour one side as you go, choose Scylla. 6? I have to sacrifice 6 men just to get through? If you keep rowing fast enough, it'll be no more than that. As you row through, cast up a prayer to Crataeis, Scylla's mother. Phrase it right, and she will command her daughter to stop. Now, your next island... Oh, God, not another one, I groaned. She slapped my leg. Don't be like that. This next island is almost as lush and lovely as mine. Thrinacia is its name, and it is where Helios keeps his cattle. There, you knew that too. His daughters, the nymphs Phaethusa and Lampetia, tend his 7 herds of oxen and 7 flocks of sheep. These sacred animals are immortal. They neither die nor give birth. But if you or your men, Tiresias told me, if we harm so much as the smallest of them, disaster will fall. Good. There you are, then. And now, all too soon, Eos is opening the gates of morning. Her rosy fingers will soon paint the sky, and it will be time for you to leave me forever. Oh, I shall miss you, Odysseus, you wise and wondrous wanderer. I kissed her softly and sadly. And I shall miss you, Circe, you wise and wondrous witch. She laughed, but then grew serious. You should know, she said, that I have another of your children in me. He will be a brother for Agrius. What name shall I give him? I will be home by then, I said, so call him Telegonus, born far away.